Folks are expected to come by today to leave flowers and notes, mourning the passing of Shimon Peres. The 93-year-old statesman and Nobel Peace Prize winner died in his sleep early this morning. He's known for his efforts to create peace in the Middle East.
A Friday funeral for Peres will be held in Jerusalem. Former DNC Chief Howard Dean saying he will not take back a tweet in which he suggested that Donald Trump's performance at the debate indicated he might have a cocaine problem.
He sniffs during the presentation, which is something that users do. He also has grandiosity.
Full of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I think the president will continue to offer reassurance to our closest allies and partners about the steadfast commitment of the United States to the kinds of alliances and partnerships that advance our interests and keep our country safe.
A visibly upset and angry White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, talking to the press about the transition to Donald Trump taking over the White House. Earnest said that President Obama still feels that Hillary Clinton would have been the better choice.
He stands by that argument, but the time for making that argument has passed. The American people render their judgment, and President Obama doesn't get to choose his successor, the American people do. And they did. And they didn't choose the person that President Obama supported.
RNC head Rince Priebus trying to give a behind-the-scenes look about Donald Trump.
He was a straight talker and a straight shooter out on the campaign trail. But the guy in private is a guy that is extremely likable.
Get more news online at usaradio.com.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Another ambush of police officers, this time in Pennsylvania. Correspondent Chris Barnes has the details.
This time it happens in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, 20 miles southwest of Pittsburgh, as two officers showed up to the scene of a domestic dispute.
Upon their arrival, the two officers were ambushed.
Pennsylvania State Police spokeswoman Melinda Bondarenka.
They were shot with an unknown type firearm.
The man believed to have shot the two officers has been found dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, and police now say a relative of the man was also found dead at that same address. I'm Chris Barnes.
Ceremonies being held at various locations in Michigan today to mark the 41st anniversary of the sinking of the Edmunds Fitzgerald in Lake Superior. The shipwreck claimed the lives of 29 men aboard the freighter after it was caught in the middle of a severe storm in northern Michigan. The Edmunds Fitzgerald was built in River Rouge and launched in 1958. It was one of the largest and fastest ships on the Great Lakes. USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Well, a lot of celebrities, a lot of liberal supporters saying they're going to be heading to Canada, but in the end, Probably not many actually will. Here's the story.
New York immigration lawyer Michael Wild says calls to his office have tripled, even quadrupled, since Trump's election, mostly from at-risk immigrants. But Americans talking about moving to Canada, not so much.
The experience that we are seeing more preventing.
And he says our northern neighbor is very picky.
If you have dual language capability, good job offers, and a strong education, different provinces will see your application and move you forward.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
We've been keeping our eye on the multiple protests taking place around the country about Donald Trump. Here's Jason Campidoglio with a report on the protests in San Diego.
Hundreds of anti-Trump protesters hit the streets in downtown San Diego last night, holding signs and their chant of choice.
Donald Trump!
The protesters were also saying they don't accept Trump as their president-elect, and police in riot gear started to surround them. A few scuffles broke out, and police began to arrest protesters who were getting out of control, but most of the crowd took off. Right now, police have not released how many people are facing charges. Jason Campidoglio, San Diego.
The Cleveland Cavaliers visit the White House today. President Obama is going to be honoring the team for their NBA championship. Obama will also recognize the Cavs' charitable efforts to give back to the community off the court. Get more news at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Welcome to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. This is, which is being held today at this very special Hunterdon Expo at Hunterdon Central High School. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host here today. So where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Well, where can they turn to learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. I'm here every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock, every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4. Each of the programs is archived, so you can always go back to the website and check out our programs. So today we're broadcasting from the Hunterdon Expo, which is a fabulous event. I've been here for every year for years, and don't miss it. There are exhibitors here who are sharing information about their businesses, and that information is perfect for small business owners as well as for consumers. So we urge you to come to this program. It started today at 2 o'clock. It ends at 7, and starting at 5 o'clock, there's a wonderful feast that's offered by all of the various restaurant vendors here in Hunterdon County, so it's not too late to come. Now today, I'm going to be interviewing some of our chamber members, and my first guest is Chris Kellogg, who I've known for a while. And Chris, you and I met through, I think, at the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College, where I counsel and also teach a lot of courses, so we had an opportunity to meet there. And then, lo and behold, we ran into each other here at the chamber. In fact, I want to thank you for attending the class that I conducted on how to conduct an expo booth, how to market your business through this venue. So I see you have your booth all set up. How's it going so far?
Vicki, first of all, thank you so very much for the opportunity to come on and speak to you about the fantastic service that you offer the Hunterdon Chamber and their members, but also the education that you provided for me. Being a trained social worker with my partner, Kelly, who is a registered nurse, Nightingale and Jay Elder Care Navigators can help their seniors and their adult children navigate the healthcare continuum. But what you have been able to offer us is the expertise and the insight necessary to be able to better run a business. The first time we really sat down together, I attended one of your classes, and I left with so many different pearls of wisdom that really made today an exceptional day for us. I'm very excited to look around at many fellow members in the Chamber of Commerce and also fantastic business representatives that are a part of Hunterdon County. But the fact that I've taken your suggestions, your recommendations into mine really brings our booth to a different level, that it can help us with our description of the services we offer, programs that are available, educational handouts, in a personal manner that's better suited for us to reach out directly to, again, our core audience, which is adult children and also their parents who are the senior citizens, so we can serve them and navigate the healthcare continuum.
Now, do you go to see these folks in their homes? How do you meet with them?
We are the one and only company that offer the full range in the home care service. It's not just home care, but God forbid if there's ever a change in status, we can follow them to the emergency room. We can help them choose subacutes for rehab purposes, help them find assisted livings, help them find nursing homes. When we make referrals, we don't take any financial dispensation from the people that we make referrals to. We are like a medical fiduciary. We aren't satisfied unless our clients are. So there's no incentive to have them go to a specific group. We get to know them. We ask them questions, their values, so their voice is heard. The more we know about them, the better off we're going to be able to serve them, to put them with the services, the programs, the educational seminars, the technology that's available for seniors to make sure their voice is always heard, no matter where you are in the healthcare continuum, to go forward.
I really didn't know everything that you do, but that service is so invaluable. People don't often know what to do next when they're faced with a problem.
Healthcare is everything but intuitive. Oftentimes it's counterintuitive, and not to mention when it comes time to the turbulent transition from being the care provider to the care receiver, having someone be in the middle to make sure you can have equal ground, to make sure good intentions and free will are met, to be able to pair with them what the values are. It's a needed service, and our clients that we brought on love it. They oftentimes tell us, boy, I wish we knew about you sooner.
I can imagine. Now, you and I have talked about marketing when I gave the class, and obviously being at this expo is just one step in that marketing process. And I often say that you should complement your effort here with other marketing endeavors so that you create more awareness for your business. So what are some of the techniques and tactics that you're using to get people aware of this program that you offer?
Right. We've done a lot of educational seminars. Last week we were down at the Four Seasons in Brick talking about what the Pulse is, which is the practitioner's order for life-sustaining treatment. Many times the healthcare system can keep people alive a very, very long time. It's very important that you find an elder care attorney to make sure that living will is complete correctly. Make sure that you have a healthcare proxy on board. Make sure that you have a power of attorney on board. But the Pulse is a relatively newer document, which is that bridgeway to make sure that your wishes through an attorney and also through your physician is being met. So it is a living, breathing document. So if, God forbid, there's a change in status, your loved one dials 911, but you want certain things done, or if you don't want other things done, all your wishes are put together directly for the emergency medical squad. So that document is honored through assisted livings, nursing homes, hospitals, regular homes. It's everybody who has specific wishes, it's important that they have that completed. And again, the name of that document is the Pulse, the Practitioner's Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment.
Oh, okay. This is really an eye-opener for me. Now, this organization, is this a franchise that you have, or how does...
No, my partner and I, between the two of us, we have over 40 years of experience. I was a director of social services at a subacute and long-term care facility in Somerset County for 15 years. My partner started off as a registered nurse, a charge nurse to a MDS coordinator, which is taking all of the discipline's medical information, making it billable and also clinically appropriate, to eventually the administrator. We put our heads together a couple months ago and said, you know, we're awfully good at helping seniors and their adult children put pieces back together, but wouldn't it be even better if we can help them navigate away from some of the challenges? If I had a dollar for every time I heard, man, I wish I knew that before this last hospitalization, she and I would be able to retire. But it's being able to give back and being able to make sure that control is being offered to them. There's a lot of things that are out there that people aren't aware of. And our job is never to say, this is what you need to do. Our job is to let you know what your options are, what your doctor says. This is what was said. This is what it means. And this is how it applies to you. And that's what we bring. We take the complexities out of healthcare.
I know many people that would benefit. I think I would have benefited through my family situations in the past. Now they're passed away, but I could have used your help a couple of times, actually.
Right.
So we're going to break here for messages from our sponsors. Right. And I think you may be able to stay here for a few more minutes if you'd like to.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that opportunity, Vicki.
Okay.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, this is Vicki Lynn Morgan from Teachable Moments in Business on the 100 Chamber Radio Station. We're broadcasting today from the 100 Business Expo, which is a fabulous event that everybody can enjoy attending, whether they're a consumer or a business owner. There are many, many resources here that can be of tremendous value. And just getting out and see what opportunities there are for enhancing your life and your business can be really very exciting, actually. And then about 5 o'clock, the restaurants in Hunterdon County are going to be offering samples of their food. So that's something that you really shouldn't miss. There's still time to get out here for the 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock period of time when you can try different samples of food and the refreshments as well. So my guest today is Chris Kellogg from Nightingale, New Jersey, and it's just been a really interesting conversation that we're having. Before I go too much further, I would like you to give contact information for you, because sometimes I forget to ask people how to reach out to you.
Great. Thank you so much, Vicki. Our phone number, we have two different phone numbers. The main is 908-652-5271. The other one is 908-452-6644. Emails are Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at Nightingale, N-J, N-I-G-H-T-I-N-G-A-L-E, N-J.com. Or that's my email, and our web is NightingaleNJ.com. We have a brand new website coming out the end of next week, which we're really excited to display. Right now there's a landing page, and again, go ahead and reach out and speak to us. We'd love to speak with you and help you navigate some of the challenges that are out there. We offer a 30-minute free consultation to everyone who speaks to us, and we can point them in the right direction.
Now, since you attended the session on how to market at expos, I know you took a bunch of notes and that you found the session to be successful for you. What are some of the things you're doing at the show that maybe you wouldn't have done before? What have you changed?
Well, honestly, Vicki, what haven't I taken away from your education? Again, being a registered nurse as my partner and a licensed social worker myself, we pride ourselves on being healthcare professionals and then entrepreneurs, and having the opportunity to listen to you take away the knowledge that you're able to present was fantastic. Just the right way to set up a booth, making sure that the table is up against the wall, and having it be a home-like setting, having information readily available, not having clutter around, looking from the direction in one direction to the other, knowing the flow of the building. All of that information is something that I would have never considered. Being able to encourage your contacts and put invitations out.
Yes.
Take control of your marketing. The guerrilla tactics that you have educated me and my partner on has been absolutely fantastic, which things have we've never thought of. And then you brought it to our, and they've worked. People have commented, "Well, your booth looks different than mine."
And really?
It's not too late to push your table back and make it look a little bit homier. Where did you learn that? Vicki Lynn Morgan.
Oh, you're so sweet.
It's honestly, I had someone tell me that. So intellectual property is precious, and being able to share it with appropriate people to be able to better represent yourselves and other people in the chamber and other fellow members in the Chamber of Commerce and business owners in Hunterdon. You know, we're all out for the same thing as trying to serve our community, make it a little bit better, and being able to have the handles for our constituents to learn and be able to reap the rewards from our products, whether it be navigating the healthcare continuum or going to a restaurant of your favorite or going and having floors done or having your house cleaned. Everybody has needs, and everybody has interventions to make your world a better, happier place. And the techniques that you've offered us has been the conduit to be able to provide that service just for our business. So thank you for that.
We've talked about fusion marketing in some of the classes that I teach. you have connected with many, many service providers.
Right.
And it's important that they refer business to you just as you're referring business to them. Do you have those kinds of arrangements?
Well, when I make referrals, I don't receive any finances back. There's different companies out there that there's 800 numbers to say, I think mom needs a nursing home. What nursing home do you think she should go to? And there's whoever's next in line, this is the direction that they place them. What we do is when we have someone looking for guidance and navigation, we meet with them. We find out what their wishes are, what are important. I tell our clients, you can't judge the quality of care by number of chandeliers. Some of the older buildings, you know, are fantastic care. Look at the little things. Look at the activities. Look at the staff retention, because at the end of the day, when the staff that are helping your loved one with their daily activities, whether it be bathing, dressing, going to programs, helping them eat, if they feel cared for and comfortable, that's going to be directly passed on to your family. It's the little things that make a big difference, and that's what we offer. It's not just a perception. We pull the curtain back to see this is what's really there. So that's what we offer.
Well, I want to thank you for coming by. This has been very interesting. So thank you very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the next event.
Absolutely, Vicki. Thank you so much for this opportunity,
okay.
And I wish you the best of luck with all of your endeavors, and thank you for ours.
Yeah, I've got plenty of fun.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Goodbye now. You've been listening to Chris Kellogg from Nightingale NJ, and we have another guest that's going to be coming up here shortly that I'd like to introduce you to, and we'll do a brief introduction, and we may be hearing from some of our advertisers here shortly. But my next guest is Dr. Ronald Miola, and Dr. Miola is a principal in Nutrimost. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm excited about the interfacial Hunterdon County and Hunterdon Central High School. Now, I grew up in the Hunterdon County Central.
You did.
So this was a big rival here and stuff. I was a North Hunterdon person.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that... Well, it's good that you're in your home court.
I am. Yeah. It's exciting again.
Yeah, so it must be very helpful for your business.
It is. You know, when people come in and stuff, I can identify easily with them in the different areas.
Yeah.
And we have that, you know, common bond right away in things instead of, you know, trying to you know, get that common foot between the two of us.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, now that you're here, and I've mentioned the name of your business, tell us more about it. You have a booth here at the show.
We do, yes. We're booth number 32. We're Nutrimost of Plumington. So what Nutrimost is, it's an amazing program that it's not just weight loss. It's actually health restoration and transformation. Weight loss is a secondary effect that happens. It's a sign and symptom that we can get rid of pretty easily and all. We have a lot of patients that come through, a variety of different ages, from youngsters all the way up to elderly people and stuff, men and women, children, and they all do extremely well on the program and all. What we do is we use some technology, and the technology was written by Dr. Ray, who founded the whole thing, and he has over 250 different software programs that we're able to utilize and stuff. So with that, we're able to ask the body specifically what is it that it needs to get into fat burning and to keep it into fat burning, to make it simple and all. What we're able to do is generate a list of food sources, so you're not buying food from me, but you're able to go anywhere in the world from this point on and choose food sources, a protein, a vegetable, and a fruit source, and utilize those things that are going to be helping, you know, your body keep itself into the best possible state that it can be in. We may have a few vitamins or minerals that the body is lacking, so this, again, the scan will let us know about those. And we're also going to look at the body as a triangle, so at the bottom would be structurally, and we're chiropractors, so we always look at the vertebrae levels and all. The one leg has to do with nutrition, and that's where we're going to be using those, utilizing those 250 different scans. And then we're also going to look at the other leg, which is an emotional component. When you were growing up and stuff, people were telling you, you were too tall, you were too short, you were too fat, you were too thin, you were too smart for your own good and all. And you've been carrying around a lot of burdens on your shoulders and stuff, so you may be eating out of stress. You may be eating out of emotional. You may be eating out of boredom and things, and the foods that you're eating may not be the best things for you. So what we're able to do is identify those food sources that are going to be the best things for you to keep you into and to make sure that your body's moving from a level that you're at to a more healthy level and all. And these are the things that are going to be able to be carried on for the rest of your life. So just while you're here on the program and stuff, you're going to be doing very well. But afterwards and stuff, which is an exciting time for me, I've been doing nutrition for over 40 years now. And one of the neat things about it is people come back to do these, you know, follow-up scans that we have and stuff in 2 months, 3 months, 5, 6, a year and a half, 2 years afterwards and stuff. The body is still maintaining the levels that we look at. We have a program, it's called the body composition analysis, and we look at a couple different factors. One of them has to do with the hydration of your body cells and all. So you may be drinking huge amounts of water, but what's actually getting into the cells is a whole different story. We've had athletes come in and their bodies are so starving for water to get into the cells. Now, when we get a good movement of water from the outside of the cell into the cell, we're able to draw vitamins and minerals into those cells, and we're able to get rid of the toxins and all. Now, we, in our program, we're looking at the body at the cellular level. So we're looking at the very basic building block of the whole entire body. What we do is we detox, repair, and rebuild at the cellular level. Then once we have healthy cells are going to then produce healthy tissues. We detox, repair, and rebuild at the tissue level. Then healthy tissues go on and make healthy organs. We detox, repair, and rebuild at the organ level. So by the time we get done with the program, the body is now moving in another direction, a much healthier direction. So all of the systems, the urinary, the circulatory, the digestive systems, the hormonals, are all working together instead of against each other and all. And the health just starts to come along with it and all. We have people that have had high blood pressure, and they have to go back to their doctors to get off those medications. They had high cholesterol. They had to go back and get that taken care of. We didn't put the people on the medication, so we're not allowed to take them off. But we work very closely with the physicians here in Hunterdon County, and they are just amazed at the program.
That is awesome. Now, you made a decision to have a booth here at the show. What was your goal in coming here today?
Well, it was interesting. We took two different classes provided by the Chamber of Commerce by this amazing company that does marketing, and they show you how to market your product or service very well and stuff. So I'm not going to mention any names because I don't know how that would work out. So what we were trying to do was get not so much a foothold, but just some exposure into the Hunterdon County area more so than what we have. We've been here for a little over a year. We celebrated our one-year anniversary during the summer, and it was interesting because we were able to help Hunterdon County lose 4,275 pounds. So what we could say is we're actually seeing less of Hunterdon County now as a result of our program.
That's a great statement.
So what we did was, through the chamber and stuff, we were able to identify some target audiences that we wanted to work with. They were going to be here at the fair or the expo and all, and through some training and some helpful tips that we got from this company that was helping us learn how to promote our business and stuff, we were able to set our booth up a lot differently than what we had been doing. Literature, different tchotchkes, if you want to call them, those things, giveaways and all. So a lot of helpful tips that were going on from the individual that was, teaching us these classes and all. So it worked out very nicely
very
so
good.
Far.
So what are some of the other marketing tactics that you're using to really support your being here today?
Oh, okay. One of the things that we notice is when we had done expos or health fairs in the past, and we always had a table across the front of the booth, and we were always working across it and all. One of the interesting things that this particular individual instructed us to do is get that table the heck out of the way, bring the people in and stuff like that. And so we're seeing it firsthand today and stuff. We're getting a lot more people coming into the booth. It's almost like you open up your arms and they're drawing in. So it's working out very good.
That's very good.
Yeah.
In fact, the last fellow that I just interviewed, Chris Kellogg, he set up his booth that way, and somebody came up to him here at the show and said, "Your booth looks different. What did you do?"
Yeah.
And he said also that it's really helping a lot. You have to get up close and personal with people,
exactly.
Not talking across the table like we're doing right now.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But this is a different venue here
exactly.
And all.
But, you have to really be close. And then any literature you have on your table, you can point out to them, and you can almost use it as a teaching tool as you're chatting with somebody.
Right, exactly. We have a few props. We have a 5-pound... replica of what visceral fat is, and that's what our program targets. So it's yellow and as compared to the white fat that everybody else has. So it's a visual that we hand to them and stuff, which is another thing that this class told us and stuff. You want to feel, taste, and touch everything that you possibly can.
Right.
So with our product and stuff, you know, they can't, you know, taste it and stuff, but we can let them feel what they're going to be losing and all.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we say you could lose, you know, 5 to 10, 15, 20 pounds and stuff, we say you can lose 3 to 5 of these things, you know, and they start weighing and they're like, holy cow.
That is awesome. I love demos like that.
Oh, yeah. It's working very good and stuff. So, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. When I went back to the office and told the, you know, our staff and stuff what we were going to be doing now as compared to what we had been doing, they're like, what are you talking about? But I've been, you know, Facebooking with them and stuff, and they're like, oh, my God, bigger crowd stuff. So
they're
excited.
Excellent. Mm. Now, incentives do you? I think you offer some incentives for people to come to see you.
Right. What we're going to do is normally the body composition analysis scan, which is the first scan that we look at an individual and stuff, and it looks at about 9 different critical factors and as far as you getting into and staying into fat burning and all. So what we're doing is normally that's a $99 value and stuff, but because we're celebrating our 1-year anniversary, a little bit over 1 year now, we're having a fair special, and it's only $27. So it's a bargain just to find out where your health level is, and then we can at least use it as a goal, you know, from where you're going to where you need to be. And when we send this report to the, you know, with the patient to the medical doctors and stuff, you know, some of them understand it, some are like, I don't understand any of this at all. And then the patient now is explaining to them where their body is. So it's kind of an exciting thing that's going on. Yeah.
So then if they see the reports that you've given and they want to continue with you, then what happens next?
Then what we do is there's a second scan, and it's called a Nutrimos resonant frequency. So we're talking about quantum physics now. When we talk about quantum physics, we're looking at how everything vibrates and all. So anything that's alive has a certain vibration to it, and what we call that is the resonating. So your body resonates at a certain frequency. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at 2,800 different biomarkers, neurotransmitters, hormones, vitamins, and minerals, and ask the body specifically what it is, what it needs, and what it wants to have in order to get it into fat burning and all.
So when somebody works with you, do they work with you for a certain period of time, or what's...
We have a couple of different programs. There's like a 20-day if they want to lose less than 20 pounds, 40 days if they want to lose over 40 pounds. We generally see them about every 7 to 10 days, and we're going to do another one of those body composition analysis scans because we want to make sure that you're getting the most out of the program. And by doing that and stuff, we want to make sure that you're getting proper hydration, you're getting proper vitamins and minerals and stuff. Your body is into fat burning and staying into fat burning. So it's an incredible journey that we go on. We don't drag anybody through the program. They've got to want to take that first step. We're right there with them.
That's really good. Mm. So tell us where your business is located and how to reach you.
Okay. So we're located at 174 North Route 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. And you can get a hold of us by our email is info@njthin.com, or the telephone number is 888-718-7077. And I just want to let you know, too, that this particular facility, we're doctor supervised. So it's very important stuff. So, you know that you're getting the best of everything.
So I'm curious, are you still practicing chiropractic?
Yes, as we had talked about and stuff, if you look at a triangle, the first part of it, the base is structural, and that's where the chiropractic component is. So we do chiropractic, and probably not as much as everybody else in the area does. We actually refer some of those people out and stuff to a chiropractor that we work with quite closely and all, because we want to concentrate on, you know, the whole program itself.
Well, thank you for sharing all this with us. It sounds really interesting. I know that my husband and I have been talking about seeing you, and we've been up to here lately with family matters and some other business issues that we have to deal with. But we're going to knock on your door.
All right, we're looking forward to it and stuff. And you know, again, we'll extend that the expo special for you then, you and your husband.
Okay.
And,
that's a deal.
All right, very
thank
good.
Thank you very much for stopping by.
Okay, thank you, Vicki.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care.
We're going to back it up, open it up.
I think the president will continue to offer reassurance to our closest allies and partners about the steadfast commitment of the United States to the kinds of alliances and partnerships that advance our interests and keep our country safe.
A visibly upset and angry White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, talking to the press about the transition to Donald Trump taking over the White House. Earnest said that President Obama still feels that Hillary Clinton would have been the better choice.
He stands by that argument, but the time for making that argument has passed. The American people render their judgment, and President Obama doesn't get to choose his successor, the American people do. And they did. And they didn't choose the person that President Obama supported.
Okay, I can't hear myself. Oh, okay. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan from the 100 Chamber radio station. It's now Thursday, November 10th, and we are enjoying this wonderful event of the 100 Chamber Expo, which is an annual event, and this expo is being held at the 100 Central High School. It started at 2 o'clock. There's still time to get here. In fact, at 5 o'clock, the restaurants in the area are going to be serving some wonderful samples of food that they have in their restaurants. So get over here. You'll meet business owners and vendors and service providers for business people as well as for consumers. So my next guest is Mary Lou, and I always get your last name confused on how to Quesalit.
Think Q U Quesalit.
Quesalit.
It's KW.
KW,
yeah.
And it's KWESELAIT, and I've known you for a long time.
We don't use last names. It's
so,
okay.
She's known by Mary Lou from American Placemats. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad you could come by to the table. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You've been a fixture at this event for many years, haven't you?
We have.
So, what are your goals in being here and having a booth at the show?
You know, it's funny because I was looking, in the past week, I was looking at the paperwork that you gave us at the class on trade shows. And I went through and I was checking and making notes. My goals are to just give exposure to our business, those people that don't know about what we do or who we are. Lots of people look at the placemats and they say, oh, I wondered who does that. And, you know, I can say, well, I do.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I've been sharing is that I know that each year 15 to 20% of residents of a town will move out of a town, and that means there's 15 to 20% new residents coming into the town that don't know your business.
That's very true.
Great exposure for us.
It is. In fact, that's when I teach marketing classes, I tell people that on the average, a business could lose as many as 30% of their customer base in a year's time. And I'll say more or less, depending upon the industry.
Right.
So it's interesting that you have that kind of number. You see, having been in this business for a long time, you have a sense of, you know, of the flow of, real estate transactions.
Exactly. Talking to a lot of realtors. We have a realtor on almost every one of our mats.
Yeah, oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad you did. That's great. So I often tell people that you have to surround your target audience with awareness of your business, and just using one tactic is really not enough. So by being here at the expo, you're touching, you have touch points here. You have people that you can reach out to who are either going to benefit from learning what's on the placemats, or those who will benefit by placing ads to be on the placemats.
Exactly. We offer coupons, and we offer information. We do a lot of work with nonprofits as well. Nonprofits, you know, we have a nonprofit program where we offer them a specific discount for putting their information on the mats as well.
That's interesting. And, of course, New Jersey is also diner heaven.
Over 600 here in New Jersey.
Is there 600? That's really interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a bigger number, I assume, than other states, from what I've heard.
We're the diner capital.
Yeah. Well, my goodness, that's...
And do you know, my parents used to own the five-star diner. It's in Branch. It's still there. It's in Branchville on Route 206 Sussex County.
Yeah.
It's not called the five-star anymore, but that was because there were five children.
And so you were one of the stars.
Yeah. I was the first. I was the biggest.
You were the first star and the big star.
Yeah. I'm the oldest of five, yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yep. So you really have a sense of what a diner has to do to attract customers.
Absolutely.
And that's so important.
Good food, good service, and let people know what you do.
Now, when somebody signs up to have an ad on the placement, how exactly does that work, and how long are they on that placement?
Well, our mats run from 3 to 6 month time frames. So you could be on a mat for 3 months, you could be on a mat for 4 or 5 months, or a total of 6 months, depending upon the location. In Hunterdon County, most of the mats run every 6 months. And then you will be the only business of your type on the mat. So there will be run one realtor, one dentist, one urgent care center, one church, that type of thing.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So we only allow one of each business site. So there's we call it exclusive extended exposure. That's how I talk about it.
Now, when the owner of a diner agrees to use these placemats, how does that relationship work?
Well, the restaurant owner gets free placemats.
Okay.
If they didn't have placemats that we offer them, they'd pay for them, and we save them actually thousands and thousands of dollars
really?
A year. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's costly to put placemats on
the
table.
Yeah.
It is.
So
that's the benefit to the restaurant.
So the restaurant can have this as an ongoing situation, and it's just up to you to give him a new supply of placemats as the ads turn over?
Yes. Well, as they run out. And we pretty much have it down to a science because we've been doing this for 34 years.
Yeah.
And so we know when the restaurants are going to rouse. We print that number for the restaurant, and we come as close as we can to the delivery date for the next batch.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So Errol, he's here at the show. I said he couldn't. He's founded your business. I assume he founded it.
He didn't,
or did he
actually.
Buy it from
he bought
somebody?
It from someone else.
He did.
He
had it for quite a while.
He had it for 18 years.
18.
Mm-hmm. And our new owner is Karen Clements, and she's down in Pittman, New Jersey. She had a placemat business before purchasing American Placemat. So now she's really the largest placemat company in New Jersey.
We
do over 200 locations.
So across the country, are there other placemat companies in other states?
Yes, there are. There are. Mm-hmm.
I haven't paid attention. We do go to diners occasionally when we travel.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't paid attention. But whenever I go to one of your Whenever I go to one of your diners, I, of course, Jim and I sit there and we read all of the ads and see if I know who they are.
Keeps you busy, right?
That does.
Gives you something to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a busy time here at the show, that's for sure.
Very noisy. Busy place.
It is. So what were your goals? So your goals today are to connect with people who are advertising, get people to read them, and then have you gotten any new diners who have agreed to take your placemats in?
Being here today?
Yeah.
I haven't met any new restaurant owners.
Okay.
I haven't. But I did hook up with a person who is interested in a fundraising program. So this woman is interested in talking with me about taking placemats for a fundraising program that she's working on. And that's a new arm of our business. If you look on our website, we have a new coming soon for web fundraising.
Yeah.
And the owner of the company, Karen, was just telling me about that last week. We had a conversation about it.
Yeah.
So we have a new program we're doing fundraising.
Well, you know, last Sunday, Jim and I went to the Califon Fire Company's monthly pancake breakfast, and they put out placemats at each sitting, and I noticed a lot of local people in Califon have their ads on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a whole other market, I would think.
Thank you very much for that lead. That's
a
good lead for me.
Because so many fire companies have breakfasts that they offer.
Absolutely.
Or fundraising meals.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a church, because I live in California, so that's where I know things are going on. But there's a Methodist church in California that also has meals occasionally.
Right.
So you have a lot of opportunities.
We do.
It keeps you out of trouble.
Yes. Work is my thing.
Yeah.
I work from home, and I'm home working, like, sometimes until the wee hours.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's part of what I do.
So you're really your own boss.
I am.
You know, you
I
may
am.
Be an employee, but when you're in sales, you're your own boss.
I'm really not an employee. I'm an independent contractor.
You're an independent contractor.
That's how we work.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So that's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's,
What do you have any tips for people coming into the show today, either as exhibitors or visitors? Do you have tips for them?
I think, some of the things that I like to share with people is less is more. You know, we don't need to be bombarded by stimulation. Get your message across with something that's simple, and don't put all of the information in an ad or at your booth or anything, because you want people to come in and ask you questions.
Right.
If you give them all the information, they have nothing to ask you.
Right.
And you have nothing to impart. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a couple things I'd say.
Now, before I let you go, just tell us how we can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. Okay, so...
So I need your website, your phone number, and...
My website is...
Email address.
Yes, I'll give it all to
all
you.
All of that.
And I'm reading it because I don't want to forget anything. Our website is www.americanplacemats.com. My email is marylou@siu, as an umbrella, ADS. So it's SIUADS.com, marylou@siuads.com. And my phone number is 908-684-0838. That's it.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you for coming by, and I wish you well here today.
I appreciate it. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Take
I'll
care.
Talk to you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye now. Good afternoon. You're listening to 100 Chamber Radio Station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. Our program is called Teachable Moments in Business, and this is where you come to find information that will be helpful for your business. Today we're broadcasting from the 100 Chamber Expo at 100 Central High School. It's a great event, and we still have a few more hours for the program to this event to go on. It'll continue until 7 o'clock this evening. So my next guest is Norma Kania, and she's in the real estate business. And Norma, thank you for coming by. Yep.
Thanks for asking me.
Yeah, she and I met at a business card exchange event at the 100 Chamber several months ago. It's in fact, the Chamber has three subgroups that meet once a month where you can get to see smaller groups of people and spend more time talking about your business, and that's where she and I met each other. So you're in the real estate business, and you have been for a long time.
I was telling people it was 20 years, and then I sat down and counted my fingers. That's over 25.
Is it over 25? Oh, my goodness. So you're obviously with Weichert, and you have been. Have you been with Weichert pretty much all that time?
Oh, no. I'm from Union County originally.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. And moved to Hunterdon County, moved to Clinton Town, and absolutely love it. And that's I'm with Weichert and Clinton.
That's very good. Weichert has a good name in this market area.
Yes, we do.
And you're the go-to person for the Clinton area, would you say? Or what are other towns would you specialize in?
I specialize all of Hunterdon County.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know that in talking to you in the past, you have some target audiences that you like to attract, to serve. So tell us who they are.
Well, my target audience is I cater to everyone, but I love first-time home buyers. It gives me a sense of satisfaction in helping them find their dream house. It's a very confusing maze of paperwork and legalities, and I take away as much of that as I can from them. And I also target people who are downsizing, finding their last favorite lovable home. And it's the same thing. When you get on in years, you don't want the hassle and you don't want the mess and lose your patience over buying a home. And that's what I do. I take the worry out of it for them.
Yes, you do. And I think it's wonderful. You also have to have quite a few connections in the county just so that you can help people make some decisions.
That's right.
They need you for housing, for selling or buying, but they need other resources.
Yes.
Probably as lenders and insurance companies.
Home improvements.
All of those.
And all of those.
Yeah. So you're very important. I call it fusion marketing. So
you're
collaborating or power team.
Power team.
And you're collaborating with these other folks to help people make those transitions without spending a lot of without the heartache, I'm sure.
Right.
So,
right.
So what was your goal for coming to the event today and having a booth here?
My goal was to meet people. I am part of the chamber, so it was nice to come by and see other members and say hello to them and see what they have to offer.
Yeah.
But I'm here to get my target market.
There you go.
I'm giving out a home warranty valued at $600.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. Buyers and sellers. So if you're buying a house, you get the free warranty for a year. And if you're selling, use that warranty as a carrot to dangle in front of the house for a prospective buyer.
Oh, that sounds that sounds great.
I also have a coloring contest for the kiddies. They can get a gift certificate to Toys R Us. And I have drawings for the adults. Just fill out the form. And giving out gift certificates to the Clinton House, Choco Diem, and Fourchette Cheese Company.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot. Oh, my goodness.
That's
wonderful. It is fun.
It is
and,
fun.
You got many of those things fall in the realm of the call to action. You're giving people reasons to do business with
That's
you.
Right.
And
That's
the,
right.
to knock on your door. So
yeah.
I love that. So I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. And hopefully I'll see you at the next meeting that we have.
I will be there. Yeah.
I know you're working the booth alone, so you kind of stole you away
the
from your
candy's
booth.
The candy's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That was great seeing you
Good
again.
To see you
thank
too.
You.
You're quite welcome, and we'll chat again one of these days.
Okay.
Thanks again.
All right.
Again.
Thank you, Vicki.
Oh, give your phone number and how we can get hold of you.
My phone number is 908-803-0720, and my email address is Norma, at normacania.com.
And spell that.
It's Norma, N-O-R-M-A. My last name is Kania, K-A, and is Norma, I-A.
Very good.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be good. Take care.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
I was born in Clinton in 69, just up this hill and just in time for those lovely folks of mine to get a deduction. The younger bro, just two boys, breaking things and making noise, following the sound of joy without caution. Armstrong was walking on the moon, and I was hearing tunes about the things you do for love and 50 ways to leave.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I think the president will continue to offer reassurance to our closest allies and partners about the steadfast commitment of the United States to the kinds of alliances and partnerships that advance our interests and keep our country safe.
A visibly upset and angry White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, talking to the press about the transition to Donald Trump taking over the White House. Earnest said that President Obama still feels that Hillary Clinton would have been the better choice.
He stands by that argument, but the time for making that argument has passed. The American people render their judgment, and President Obama doesn't get to choose his successor. The American people do. And they did. And they didn't choose the person that President Obama supported.
RNC head Rince Priebus trying to give a behind